2.1, putting the fun back into functions. All right.
Believe it or not, functions is really kind of one of the most important parts of this, of understanding the basics of algebra and understanding algebra and trigonometry and all that stuff. And this was, I will tell you, way back in the day when I was in high school, Mrs. Betts. Betsy Betts. That's an awkward name. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I'm sure she did her best to teach me. I think I was just a dim bulb when it came to understanding. I never understood what a function meant. It was, and I don't know why, I could deal with them, I could add and subtract and multiply and divide them, I could do anything you needed me to do with a function, but I didn't actually get what a function was. So what I hope to do today is make sure that at minimum you understand what a function is when you walk out of here. Not how you deal with it, but what it truly means. Okay, this is the formal definition. Don't write it down. Just look at it, because I'm a big fan of formal definitions if they make sense, not a big fan of them if they don't. The set of xy pairs such that each x has its own unique y value. I'm sure most of you could read that and be like, all right, I think I kind of get it, but it's a little confusing. The one thing I do have to make a point of is it's xy pairs, and the x's are called the domain of the function and the y's are called the range of the function. That's something that is familiar to you, right? Maybe, I hope so, domain range. You've heard those words before, and beyond the domain store in the mall and home on the range, right? I mean, you've heard those words when it comes to math. We talked about domain with absolute value, yeah. You're right. And we talked with domain at the very beginning of adding and subtracting these functions. You know what, we talked about domain here. We said the domain was all real numbers except 2 and negative 1 and negative 9/5. X is called the independent variable, and y is called the dependent variable. If it is in the order of x, y. Let's say it's in the order of physics experiment, time, distance. Time distance would be, time would be called the independent variable, and distance would be called the dependent variable. The independent variable is the one that you can make it anything you want it to be. The dependent variable is what comes out as a result. Now, people will argue, I could make y anything I want it to be and then figure out what x is, working like backwards. Yes, you can, absolutely. But in theory and in practice, in the rest of the math world, we tend to call the first variable the domain, the independent variable, and the second variable the range. Okay, this, each x has its own unique y value, can be confusing. So what I'm going to start by doing is something called a birthday example. And the birthday example is this. Bojana, when's your birthday?
March
27th. Laura, when's your birthday?
April 25th.
April 25th. Will, when's your birthday?
September 14th.
Oh, we just had a birthday here. Andrew, when's your birthday?
December 12th.
What? Did you have a thing?
December
12th. Okay. And Victor, when's yours?
August 30th.
August 30th.
Oh, that's Kim's birthday.
What'd you say?
That's my friend's birthday.
Oh, okay, okay. Hold on to that idea. Hold on to that idea. August 30th? August 30th, Victor, was what you said? August 30th. Okay. Now, we all know we have a birthday. My birthday is coming up, just so you know, is on November 10th. Okay? All right. If we think of these xy pairs, what is the domain generally? The domain is?
The names.
The names. And what's the range?
The birthdays.
The birthdays. Good. Okay? Now, a function means every x has its own unique y. Guess what? I get bored. I get bored around grading time, like late May, early June. And kids who need a little extra credit, I tell them it's my birthday again, and they can bring me another present. So, on May 30th, I actually celebrate another birthday so people can bring me presents. Okay. That's better. I thought it.
Sorry. Because my phone's actually on silent, but it's on alarm only.
Oh,
I threw in an extra birthday. Can I really have two birthdays?
No.
I can't have two birthdays. All right?
Well, you can actually do that, though. We can get extra credit if we...
No, I was
alone.
Oh, we're going to have a fun year, Laura. We're going to have a fun year. Yeah, could you imagine how quickly I'd lose my job if I said, guys, my birthday, you can get extra credit. I love green because I'm about a six. So, all right. No, I get fired. All right, here we go. So, in every x has to have one value. If I think of these pairs of points, those are all functions. This is a function. A function is a set of xy pairs. That's all it is, set of xy pairs, where every x has one y. If I end up having another birthday, it's not a function anymore. I can't include this.
It's different xy's though.
What do you mean?
I
had the same x, but I had
a different y.
Well,
what happens if you have the same y but different x?
Oh, perfect question. Can people share the same birthday? What's your friend's name?
Katie
what?
Ogden.
Oh, Katie Ogden. Yeah. Katie Ogden's birthday is?
8:30.
What'd you say?
8:30.
Can two people share a same birthday?
Yes.
They have to. There's only 365 days in a year, and let's look at multiples. I have a set of twins in my house. That would be really inconvenient on a lot of levels if they weren't allowed to be born on the same birthday, same day. They kind of have to. Just kind of is the way nature works. All right, so people can have the same birthday, but people can't have two birthdays. Every x has to have one y value. It can't have two y values. You can have two x's that have the same y, but you can't have an x with two y's. So this is really a nice way to see it in terms of points. Let's say I had a table, and I gave you xy pairs. 1, 1, 2, 4, 3, 7, 4, 4, 5, 2, 6, negative 3. I mean, I'm just making them up. Xy values. Is that a function?
Yes.
Dan, tell me something that I could write here that would ruin its functionality. Well, no, you gotta keep one of these, right? You have to have a second birthday. Perfect, 5, 8. Anything other than 5, 2. If I write 5, 2 again, it just is the same point, so it just doesn't really count.
But if you said 7, -3, that would work.
7, -3 is still a function.
Yeah.
That's okay. If the x has another birthday, two birthdays, same x, different y's, not a function. Okay. All right. So, you kind of get it.
Wait, same x, different y's can't happen.
Right. Same person, different birthdays. Remember, you can't have two birthdays.
Right.
And X is you, and Y is the birthday.
Okay,
now, have you guys ever heard of something called a vertical line test? You may or may not have. Well, the reason I'm pointing this all out is because a vertical line test is a way you can tell if a picture is a function. We just learned how to tell if a data set is a function. Now we're going to say, okay, well, how would a picture not be? Like, what would I have to have? I'd have to have an x value and two y values. One x value with two y values. So I'm going to just kind of make up a drawing. So far, does every x value have one y value?
Yeah.
Let's think about this x has this y. You know, if I go like this and look at those points. I'm just seeing, okay, and I'm just, you know. Okay, I know that's like really ridiculous, but. You see right there, if I were to actually try to label this, it looks like I have a value at 1, 3, 1, 4, and 1, 6.
Does someone have more than one birthday? How many birthdays does that person have?
Three
birthdays. Okay. Now, you see that vertical line I drew that went through the function more than once? That's the vertical line test. A vertical line test allows you to test a graph. And if the graph crosses the function more than once, it's not a function. If the vertical line crosses the graph more than once, not a function. Can anyone tell me a picture of anything that would not be a function?
Circle.
A circle. Beautiful. We are going to get to the point where you guys know how to graph circles. We're going to actually graph circles later on in the year. Very easy. On XY planes. Look right here. I failed it. You fail it once, it's not a function. One failure is enough not to be a function. Anyone think of anything else? A triangle. Let's say I were to graph a triangle as a function, it would not be. Anyone ever seen this? Ellipses, very good. The formal name of an oval when you're graphing it is called an ellipse. Like an orbit, you know how planets orbit? Do they orbit in footballs or in ovals? Call them ellipses, mathematically. Anyone know what that one's called? Hyperbola. A hyperbola is when it's almost like a football that's been cut and turned out on itself. How about this one? Anyone know what that thing's called? A parabola. Okay, now parabolas may be functions. Is this parabola a function?
No.
No, because there it is. I find one place that it fails and it fails. How could I redraw that parabola so it doesn't fail? Down or up, okay? So there are things that can be functions in one orientation and not be functions in another.
A hyperbola
is two parabolas. And it curves back on itself. Have you ever seen a lamp, a shadow of a lamp? Like, think about it. If you have a lampshade that looks like this, then you get the ray of light kind of sprays out like that, theoretically. If you think about the light shines out above and below the shade in sort of this overarching out fashion. That is, that shape is a hyperbola. Okay, now, a one-to-one function. All a one-to-one function is a function with one more characteristic. It's a function, and it's got one more thing. And that one more thing says, not only does each x have its own y, each person has its own birthday, no x's share the same y value. No x's share the same y value. What does that mean? Tell me with people and birthdays. Yeah, nobody shares a birthday. A one-to-one function, nobody shares a birthday. Not only does every x have only one y, there are no duplicate y's. Now, if there are no duplicate y's, what kind of line test would show that something is a one-to-one function? A horizontal line test. Think about it. Because if something is going to be a one-to-one function, I'll draw you a couple that you've never seen before, but that's okay. I'm going to kind of describe them a little bit. This first one's called a cubic. Horizontal line test. That x has that y and no other y values. As opposed to our parabola. Now, is this parabola a function? Is it going to pass the vertical line test? Will every x have only one y value?
Yes.
But that's 1, 1, and that's negative 1, 1. They share a birthday, not a one-to-one function.
Okay.
But it's still right.
What?
Yeah. It's still right.
Oh, yeah, it's a function, sure. We just established that because every x has one y. But because you can get the same y value for different x's, because two people can have the same birthday, it's not a function. Okay. We did the vertical line test. Okay, so a non-function. I showed you pictures of non-functions. We know how to tell a non-function from a picture. How about this? how do I know that y squared equals 2x is not a function? Tell me with a solution if you want. Yeah, give me, let's say, so if I know y squared equals 2x, I know that y squared could be a positive or could be a negative. Let's try a number. Let's plug in x being 8. If x equals 8, that means y squared is 16, which means y could be?
Positive
4, negative 4. I've got two different possible values. One person has two birthdays, not a function. The way to tell if you are looking at an equation, what do you think indicates that it's not a function? What do you think? Squares where? Y's being squared. Actually, y's being any even power means it is not a function. If y is isolated, 99% chance it's a function. If y is squared, it's not going to be a function. Or if I said y is equal to plus or minus x, because I have a choice, if I plug in x being 3, y could be positive 3, but if I plug in 3, y could also be negative 3. I get two different values. Because I get two different values, I have a choice, not a function. So the ways to tell an equation is not a function is look for even powers or for plus minuses. It's very, very straightforward. Function notation. This is probably the part you're actually familiar with. The algebraic expression y equals 3x squared minus 2x plus 2, and I just made that up, because that was the other thing I had trouble understanding with Mrs. Betts, was where did she get all these functions? Is there a book? Do I have to look it up somewhere? And essentially, any equation you can come up with, all of you can make up 800 of equations, as long as when you plug in an x, you're going to get one y value out, and the way to do it is say y equals something, it's going to be a function. I'm going to use this one right now. To show that something is a function, instead of writing y equals, we write f of x equals. Okay? And that's where we're taking a leap here. We know this means plug in x, I'll get out y's. This means the exact same thing. Plug in x, get out y's. Y and f of x are exactly the same thing. Y and f of x mean the range. X means domain. Y, f of x, means the range. I could call Lily a sophomore, or I could call her a Pingree student, or I could call her Lily Riccardi, sophomore, female, Pingree student. Which one is the most general?
Pingree student,
maybe female. Which is the most specific?
The last one.
Lily Riccardi. I'm giving you all that information. That's what this is. This is just being more specific. Not only can I plug in x's and get out y's, I'm going to get out y's that are actually functions. I am guaranteeing you that every x in this relationship is the same. Every x gives me a y value. So y and f of x are the same thing. That was what I never got with Betsy. She tried her darndest, but there was just something that wasn't making it with me. Okay, so, and again, I can make up tons of functions. I can make up anything I want. F of x really just tells the reader, i.e. the person doing the problem, that the relationship is given more than a simple way of getting xy pairs, that the xy pairs can be graphed, and they'll pass the vertical line test. That's what that little extra notation is. You might see different letters. You might see F, you might see G, you might see H. And when you take physics, you'll see functions looking instead of F of X, G of X, H of X, S of T, position, volume, and acceleration. Remember with F of X, you plugged X into the equation. The equation was written with X's in it. What do you think a velocity equation will be written within it? T's. Yeah, because velocity is dependent on time, position is dependent on time, acceleration can be dependent on time. In calculus, we talk about capital V of T, H of T, or A of T, height, area, volume. Those are all ways of showing you that the variable inside is the independent variable, and the variable outside represents the y value. Pretty basic. Okay, very much, this is the easy part. I know we're close on time. Remember that this isn't really Friday, it's really Wednesday, so we have till 8:59. I have one more minute. F of one, it's an instruction manual. This simply says plug one into the function and figure out what you get. That is, F of one here will be, anyone see what F of one is? Plug one in here for x. F x, yeah, you plug one in for x. 3 times 1 squared minus 2 times 1 plus 2. F of 1 equals 3. F of negative 2. This is a little instruction. I'm going to plug in negative 2 wherever I see an x. If you plug in negative 2 wherever you see an x, what do you get out? Get 18. Get 12 minus negative 4, which is plus 4, which is 16 plus 2, 18. How about F of 0? Plug in 0 wherever you see an x. 2. F of 0 equals 2. Now I want to show you one more thing before we go because I think I am out of time. When I plugged in 1, I got out 3. Remember, this is the y value. When I plugged in negative 2, I got out 18. When I plugged in 0, I got out 2. I'm going to ask you for tonight to write those as xy pairs. Meaning, write what you plugged in, the x value, and write what you got out as the y value so we see it. The last part, just so you know, oh, that's the easy part. We're going to do domains. We've talked about domains, so you're ahead of the game. For tonight, next assignment on the assignment sheet. Due on Monday. Have a great, great weekend. If you want to come in any of my free times today, you're welcome to.